ammonia.
Farmers are gearing up for the 2019 planting season, and there's still some indecision throughout farm country as it relates to soybeans. NK Soybean Product Manager Scott Erickson says the new Enlist technology is one new tool for farmers.
I think we'll see some farmers continue to evaluate not only commodity prices and markets, but also what options are available to them. And so, for example, we just had the announcement of the final approval of the Enlist D3 technology. And so companies like us, we need to make sure that we get our information out and let folks know what varieties are available. In fact, we'll have 68 new soybean varieties to offer for this next season. And 30 of those have the Enlist D3 technology. So we consider that a really strong first-year launch.
Bushels are also a factor when making soybean seed decisions. Erickson says the objective is to improve the return on investment for farmers.
What we've done is we'll put all of our varieties through some really rigorous testing against all the diseases and pests out there. So we've developed NK soybeans that are really known for being tough. They're good on iron deficiency chlorosis or soybean white mold, for example, and issues that can rob yield from soybean growers. At the same time, we've combined those with high yield and performance. And part of that is we've just sped up the process.
This is the Red River Farm Network.